Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube or Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on our church's website. Today, I want to talk about being prepared to face whatever comes your way. Training is always important, but having a good trainer can make a huge difference. And nothing can beat having an all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present trainer. And that's what Joshua had before his first battle after entering into the Promised Land. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. We read that in Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. Without going into great detail, this is what's called a Christophany, or a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus. The appearance came just after Joshua prayed for preparation for the upcoming battle. We're told that the man was holding a sword, but the man wasn't described, but I'm guessing it was an impressive sight. The identity of the man was revealed when he said in verse 15, "Take off your sandals, for the place where I'm standing is holy." Supernatural was confirmed, but an angel wouldn't make that statement. The phrase confirmed Jesus's identity. The sword confirmed his promised power. When Joshua asked him an interesting question, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" we get an interesting response. But it tells us that Joshua was fully intending to go forward with the attack regardless of the man's intentions. But Jesus' response was interesting. He said he was on neither side. The reality was that Joshua was there for God, not the other way around. It can be easy to think that we're the ones that are doing great things. Again, Jesus' presence was confirmed that God was with him, but the sword was the confirmation to remind Joshua that the power was not his own. So, as we do life, we need to remember that this is God's story, and we're just characters in the play. We need to spend time with God and experience this kind of encounter that Joshua had with him. And if we do, we will be well equipped for everything that we face. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.